Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Jocko!
Mistress Carrie.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I listen to your podcast all the time, and my favorite episodes are the ones where you dive deep into a book, like the Chesty Puller episode when you... I learned so much from that podcast. How did you become so good at this?
You know what? I don't know. I started the podcast because a couple kind of really big podcasters, Joe Rogan and Tim Ferriss, told me to start a podcast. As soon as they told me that, I kind of realized that it would be a good medium for me because, look, I talk to people. And when you're in a leadership position, you communicate all the time. And so I've been communicating to people for a long time. And I've also always been interested in reading and always been interested in history. And that's kind of what the podcast ended up being. And, yeah that podcast that you're talking about, 121 and 122, about Chesty Puller and then about his son, which is a tragic story that a lot of people don't know about. But it's a very powerful one. It's a rough one for me to do.
It was absolutely fantastic. And just for anybody listening who thinks that I'm just a total slack ass, it's not as easy getting behind a microphone in a room by yourself as it looks, right?
You know, I enjoy it so much that I'm going to have to go ahead and say you kind of sound like a slack ass to me because I am.
I'll take that from you, Jocko, seriously. Well,
no
today's
problem.
A big day for you because you got a book out. And, you know, if anybody is going to dish out leadership advice that could translate not only into the military world, but also into the civilian and corporate worlds, it's you. Tell me about this book.
Well, I'm glad you listen to podcasts. As you know, a lot of times on the podcast, I answer questions about leadership. And I also have a leadership consulting company, Echelon Front, where I travel around with my team and we work with companies. And I get asked the same questions about leadership over and over again. And what I realized is that even though sometimes people understand the principles of leadership that I wrote about in my other books, sometimes they have a hard time actually applying those. And what they don't realize is that leadership is a skill like a sport, and there's techniques and there's moves and there's strategies and tactics that you can use when you come up against certain situations in leadership. So I captured all those kind of common questions and I wrote down all the leadership strategies and tactics that I used and put them into a book that people can open up, find out what their problem was, and figure out how to solve that problem.
Leadership Strategy and Tactics, a Field Manual, is out today. And this is not your first foray into writing. You're a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah. I've written a bunch of books. I've written this is my fourth book for adults, and I've written four books for kids as well.
How do you find the time to manage everything? And I bring it up because I know you got a business up in Maine, so you spend some time in New England as well.
Oh, yeah. We got an incredible business up in Maine where we're making jeans in America. We're making boots in America. We're making jiu-jitsu gis in America, originmaine.com. And, yeah, I go up there. I love going up there. In fact, I'd go up there every moment if I could. But the way I have to divide my time up is one of the leadership techniques that I talk about all the time. It's prioritize and execute. And I have to look at all my different businesses, see which one needs me the most at a certain time, and then I dive in, spend some time on that business, and then as soon as the team gets running with it, I can take a step back and assess what's going on in my other businesses. And as far as time goes, guess what? There's not a lot of time. Life is short. I just basically work all the time. So my wife doesn't like it, but that's the way it's got to be.
I do a lot of work volunteering for veterans-based organizations. And, you know, you bring up your wife, and it always comes back that I hear from the guys that have been deployed, especially multiple times. And they talk about the important role of the spouses and partners and the people that are really able to kind of hold down the fort while you guys are off doing what you're doing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely, without a doubt, there's sacrifices made by the troops that go overseas, but there's unbelievable sacrifices that are made by the families and the folks that stay at home. And not only do the troops that go overseas have to have strength to do their job, the folks that are back home have to have strength to do their job. And, you know, my wife, when I was on my last deployment to Ramadi, she was at home with our three kids at the time. We have four now. She was with three kids at the time. She, you know, they were all, whatever, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. Total mayhem in the house. And on top of that, she's going to visit my guys that are wounded in the hospital. She's going to the funerals of my guys that didn't make it home. And so the amount of strength that the families have is incredible, and we often forget about them. If you're not in the military, you don't recognize it, but those of us that are in the military, we know what it means to have our home front taken care of.
You talk about managing and prioritizing your time, but there's got to be a little time for fun. So especially when you're, you know, training the way that you do and you've spent so much time traveling and overseas, talk to me about the kind of music that helps you kind of escape out of your brain a little bit, because I feel like everybody escapes to music. We all have that in common.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I play guitar, and I've been into music since I was a little kid. I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in the hardcore scene, and I listened to heavy metal and hardcore my whole life, and that's still what I listen to today.
Are there any songs in particular that got you, you know, really ready for a mission, or something that really just got you focused, or songs that just give you, you know, really solid memories?
You know, there's this idea that when guys are getting ready to go on a mission, they're listening to music. I was in a leadership position. There was no time for me to be listening to an album when I was getting ready to go out on a mission. But, you know, I grew up, my favorite band of all time is Black Sabbath. I've seen them a bunch of times, you know, and I like that vein of heavy metal, Zeppelin, AC/DC, Motorhead. That's me. And then I grew up in the hardcore scene listening to bands like the Cro-Mags and Agnostic Front and Slapshot. So, yeah, that's kind of my music scene growing up.
It is impressive that Ozzy's still around after everything he's been through, isn't it?
And I just saw them in Vegas on the End Tour, and I brought my son with me, and it was unbelievable to hear him sing and see Tony Iommi play guitar, and it was phenomenal. And yes, Ozzy sounded great.
I really appreciate your time. I know you're super busy, but just a few minutes of your time is totally appreciated. Congratulations on the new book, Leadership Strategy and Tactics, and the next time you're in New England, you got to swing by.
I'll do it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.